You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Lillian Cameron with us today, a Reiki practitioner who does distance healing, which is perfect for this day and age. So welcome, Lillian.
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I am really well. It's so good to have you on our show today. Can you explain how you see the word Reiki, how, even if I'm saying it right, if how what it is and kind of what it does?
Well, it's Reiki, of course, comes from Japan. It was discovered in the early 1900s by Mikao Yusui. So Reiki actually comes from two different words. Rei is referred to as the God consciousness, so or universal energy. So it's that which flows around us, all around us, comes from the greater being, higher power. Ki is quite simply your life force. So it's when you put them together, it's like a spiritually guided life force or a God energy guided life force.
Mm, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And looking at that and sending that and using that on plants and people and situations and everything like that, how does it happen? Is it still a great unknown, a mystery?
Well, it's a collection. So as you get trained in Reiki or actually any kind of healing that uses energy, you are given the ability to collect the energy. So think of me as a power cord. Mm-hmm. I gather the energy, I plug it into you, and then it goes wherever it's needed into you. I mean, being it is an energy healing, I don't think any of us would really ever know for sure how it's done. Mm-hmm. You know, God sends it. I mean, I believe in God, but for those who don't, you'd say universal energy or whatever, but he sends it down through me into my client or my patient, and then he decides where it goes, how it heals.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you're basically a channel for healing, for divine healing.
Yes, yes. All I am is a tool.
Wow.
I don't have the ability to heal, but I've been given the ability to use God's energy to heal.
And you've been given the ability to use God's energy to heal. How did that manifest in your life? When did you see it show up where you were like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
Well, when I was 19 years old, I was told by a medicine woman that I would be a healer. But I had to wait until my kids were grown. So it was a difficult thing to hear because when you're 19, you're very enthusiastic and you want to go, go, go. And I didn't even have kids yet.
Yeah.
And so off and on through my life, I would use my ability on family and friends and the odd person that would come to me from outside that circle. And then one day, actually, just last year, I just kind of was told Reiki. And I went to a master in Prince George and I received my level 2 attunement. So at the moment, I'm working towards my master. So it's been there for a long time. And it was quite a relief, actually, to finally find the outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what were some of the big ahas as you learned to move energy and share energy with others?
What were one of the
some of the big ahas, like some of the things that we were surprised by or amazed by?
Oh, boy.
Mm.
You know, it's working with energy is unlike anything you can even explain, especially distance or remote, because I go into sort of a meditative trance-like state, and then it's simply my energy, God's energy, and the person I'm trying to help, or God's trying to help. And so it becomes just this warm, happy, exciting light show almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's so electric and it's so intense. And sometimes I don't come back on time. I lose time.
Right.
Because of the swirling. I mean, you know, in some native cultures, I would refer to it as dancing the one, because you're just one. You're mm-hmm. one with God's energy, and you're one with that person. And I can feel where the energy goes, but I don't control it.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel where it goes to that person. And then sometimes I'll phone them afterwards, and because I always want to find out how they feel after and any reactions or if they need to talk. And, you know, almost every time they say, well, you know, I had this problem here or there. And when I was working on them, I knew because I couldn't get past that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's amazing.
It is fascinating. Lillian, tell us a little bit about some of the benefits that people tell you about after the Reiki sessions.
Sometimes, you know, it can be a psychological thing, an old, old abuse or mistreatment of them or a lifelong path of that. And they will feel such a relief that I had actually one lady cry, and just because there was so much she had to release about abuses and negative relationships, and she just felt like a feather. And it was amazing. I've had other people with internal ailments that I could actually feel pulling out, and they said there'd be like a lump or a darkness, and it was gone. And they felt like they could conquer the world. It was so amazing. And even though I know it's real and it's beautiful, it every time I hear that, I am so amazed and so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Is there a lot of preparation for you arriving where you're going to sit and be a conduit for this energy for people?
Oh, yes. Yes. I meditate for at least a half an hour to an hour before I send anything to anyone. You know, because it's an energy thing and it's such an extremely personal healing method, I make sure that I'm protected from any kind of negative energy that person may be trying to get rid of. So I have to do a whole regime or a process of protecting myself and also calling on that energy to help me with, you know, to work through me to mm-hmm. help this person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you protect yourself. Do you do Reiki on yourself on a regular basis?
Well, life's been somewhat chaotic.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do as often as I can, yes. Mm-hmm. I like to meditate every day, and every day I do a Reiki process on myself, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Isn't there a simple kind of little, I think it's a four-line kind of prayer that goes with Reiki and Reiki practitioners about being in the present moment, just for today, and allowing that feeling of relaxation and being a conduit to be able to relax and let energy move through you?
It's a very simple sort of mantra, I suppose you'd call it. It's just simply says, just for today, I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to work honestly, and I'm going to be kind, just for today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a great mantra for all of us.
Yes,
in these...
and I say it every day.
That's fantastic. I think we should all have it pinned on our walls.
Yes, definitely.
And for distance healing, what can people expect? Do they have to be still? They can't be busy working or that? Do you have some suggestions for them as they prepare on the other end to receive the healing?
Well, yes. With Reiki, it's an energy that comes to you, and you can kind of call on it repeatedly afterwards. But at the time, I advise people, find a quiet spot somewhere, a comfortable chair, or even your bed or a couch. You know, make sure it's a quiet, comforting place, soft music, meditative music, or just, you know, soft, quiet, calming music in the background. And then just sit there and, you know, kind of ask yourself what you want to receive and open yourself to receiving that. Whatever you believe in, ask it to help you and focus on opening your entire being to receiving that energy. And just sit and enjoy.
So we don't need to know anything about different energy centers or how energy works. We can just be receptive.
Exactly. That is all you need to be, is receptive. Because in the end, you decide, your spirit, your soul, your energy decides how much it's going to receive.
Oh, so we can let it in a little bit or just say, come on in, welcome.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And what have you learned about seeing blockages and feeling energy blockages and how they can shift and move? Do you have a picture or words around that help people understand how energy can be blocked and how energy can move again?
Well, you know, anything, our bodies are such amazing, I mean, our whole being is made up of four parts, your mind, your body, your soul, and your heart, and they all work in a complete balance when you're healthy. But if something should happen, a traumatic incident, even so much as hitting yourself, you know, falling on a rock, or more traumatic things like abuse, or any kind of physical trauma in your life can create a blockage in any one of the parts of you. And those blockages can become really awful. They can become cancer. They can become sicknesses that are very difficult to heal as far as Western medicine goes. And with Reiki, it can remove that blockage. And then you've got balance then, because all the energy circuits in your body are unobstructed.
Wow. Lillian, we're going to have to go to a quick break, and then we'll be right back and talk more about the wonders of Reiki.